And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Calm down.
That wasn't me.
I'm
Dave Isaac with Joseph J. Erdo, huffing and puffing, and we'll blow the house down, I think. Oh, that was good, though. Here, do that again. We want to hear that.
He's got to do it with the song.
Let's pretend it's a phone call. Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring. Hello. Oh, you didn't do it.
What? I got to do it with the song. Otherwise, I'm just huffing and puffing.
When does it come in?
I don't know if
ring,
it does.
Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, they do.
You know
here
what?
We go. The next.
Here we go. I'll wait to say what I was trying to say.
All right. Greg Isaac and Zudo, Eric Reiner behind the glass, Trisha on location. And we're still ring-a-dinging.
We will say that, by the way, this is Mr. Blue Sky Electric Light Orchestra.
You know, it sounded like when you were huffing and puffing. I don't know if you've seen the show Parenthood. It's a great show. I've been watching it on Netflix, and there's this one episode, I think it's season two or early in season three, where the parents are driving and the phone rings, and it's from their daughter, but it was a butt dial while she was getting it on with her boyfriend. And I hear her going at it in there. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It was great.
He's hitting a cymbal.
And he was hitting the daughter.
So, I'm doing the a cappella version, you know, if I was on, like, on the sing-off.
A sing-off?
Yeah, the sing-off with Nick Lachey.
It's a sing-off.
I just made it worse.
Nick Lachey has a job?
The sing-off, that's a good
sing-off.
Show. Well, anyway.
I'm very sad. There's another little boy that got chosen to be Derek Zoolander's son.
Wow.
I was hoping Mason would get up for that.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Speaking of butt dialing.
There, the DJ.
You know, I think of that show LAX. Did you ever see LAX?
Yeah.
That TV show?
I don't think so.
It was a great TV show. That was the theme song for that.
I've been to LAX many times.
Well, yeah. But it was also featured in Nicolas Cage's The Weatherman.
Okay.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day special, and when I think of our Earth, I think of blue sky.
When I think of Earth, I think of... What do you think of?
Nothing.
Earth? Like
Mother
Earth.
You think of nothing?
I think of nothing.
Mother Earth?
Just Earth.
Wow.
Come on now.
Well, all right, so shortly we're going to give you another chance to win tickets and hotel stay to see Bob Anderson, singing impressionist Bob Anderson, and of course it includes a hotel stay at the Venetian.
That's for all of you people who called in earlier and didn't make the final cut.
Yes, if you didn't make the final cut, if you did not get through for whatever reason, please stick with us here in this segment. A little bit later on in the segment, we're going to give you another chance to win. Also remember, we've got some passes for Little Boy. Word of the week this week is rainbow. So go to breakradioshow.com, click on the big F. That'll take you to our Facebook page, and you can enter to win VIP passes to see that movie before anyone else. I believe the screening is on Monday. It doesn't open until Friday. And, of course, you can see it. It's at the Tempe Marketplace Theater.
And next week's word is unicorn.
Is it?
Is it? Come on, don't confuse. You know what? You confuse people, Eric. Because
rainbow.
Yes, it's rainbow. Because what is it? Did I send you a text last week or 2 weeks ago, Greg, asking if we had said anything about 2 weeks ago? I said, do you recall us saying the word of the week was Tylenol?
No.
Because we got people saying that the word of the week was Tylenol.
Maybe
do you know why?
I
got to tell you, that's my fault. I went on the Facebook and the internet. And then the Twitter account. And what happened was, I said, the thought of the week is what can cure your wife when she said she has a headache.
And you said Tylenol.
Yeah. And that's why they got confused, I think.
And people were saying Midol. I mean, I don't know what was going on.
Oh, that was something. Midol's for something else.
We don't want to explain that one. Yeah. I don't want to explain that one. But the word of the week this week is rainbow, so please do not get confused. Don't listen to Eric. Don't look
I said next week's word is unicorn.
I know, but it'll still confuse them. Our listeners get easily confused.
Okay, rainbow, rainbow, rainbow.
Somewhere.
Don't read Dave's tweets.
Yeah, don't read it.
Don't read Dave's tweets.
I confused everyone.
Don't read Dave's tweets.
And so the winning, so again, we're going to, what, in about 20 minutes or something like that?
In about 10 minutes, probably.
10 minutes.
You got to get through these reviews.
A single night stay at the Venetian.
Yes.
Looking at the Frank Sinatra tribute.
Yes.
Bob Anderson.
I have to say, he does look just like Frank in those pictures.
Yeah, he does, and restrictions apply. So,
yes.
We saw a movie. Yeah, another movie.
We have two more movies to talk about. Of course, we all gave a thumbs up to Monkey Kingdom in our first hour. In our second hour, unfortunately, I gave thumbs down to Alex of Venice and Monsters Dark Continent. But in this segment, we're going to talk about The Squeeze and Beyond the Reach. Now, I believe we have Trisha joining us on the phone, right?
Yes.
And you saw The Squeeze?
Yes, I did see The Squeeze.
Okay, so we'll start with The Squeeze since you're on the phone with us, and then we'll move on to Beyond the Reach in a few moments. So The Squeeze, of course, in our next segment, we're going to be speaking with actor Christopher McDonald, who has a very large role in the film. Christopher McDonald plays a notorious gambler who discovers a modest young man, played by Jeremy Sumpter, in a small rural town with uncommon golf skills. Seeing his potential, the gambler convinces him to abandon his dreams of winning the U.S. Open and start playing in matches where the stakes grow higher and higher until the game becomes life or death.
He played a golfer in Billy Madison.
Yeah, in Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, he did. And
Shooter
McGavin.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about that. Of course, this is not a comedy though. It is a golf thriller. It sounds a little bit odd because
it is.
I don't know, golf. Are you bored by golf?
I played golf before.
But if you're not playing it, I mean, if you're watching golf, is that exciting?
It's thrilling.
It is.
No, it's not. But when you add certain elements, got thrilling.
Yes, if you add certain elements, if you're playing golf in Vegas, and I mean, if money is not at stake
at the Wynn Hotel,
at the Wynn Hotel, and maybe Christopher McDonald is involved. The Squeeze could somewhat accurately be described as a golf thriller. That may sound like an oxymoron, but believe it or not, this movie is the most. It makes the most sleep-inducing sport. I'm sorry to golf fans out there. It is one of the most sleep-inducing sports. It's genuinely exciting in this movie. Wow. This is it's still far from a hole-in-one. Its story lands in a few sand traps along the way. But, it's got such a momentum, a monopolizing momentum. It just draws you in. The experience remains extremely engaging. And that, it's so enthusiastic. The game keeps them hooked with some surprisingly suspenseful scenes. I really, really like this movie. I'm giving it a very large thumbs up.
Ooh.
And I was surprised because I started watching this movie and I was thinking, golf movie, I'm not that interested. And from the very first scene when they're playing golf in a way that I have never seen golf play
that was
before,
cool, wasn't it?
I would love to play golf like that.
Great opening scene.
Great opening scene.
No doubt.
And really great finale to this movie. I mean, again,
I
thumbs
agree.
Up on my power, on my behalf.
Trisha, ladies first, or you want me to go?
You can go ahead, baby.
All right. Well,
David.
Oh, yeah. I've been called the baby. Okay. I thought this was three movies in one, actually. I thought the first half was distinctly different than the second half, and the ending was different tone than the first two parts. Yet the beginning did set the tone as explained certain values and behaviors. I thought that was a nice setup. The second part was very suspenseful, dark, manipulative. I mean, the ending was, like you said, a complete surprise to me. I loved it. There were somewhat weak subplots, and I won't want to say...
A little bit boring in between.
Yeah.
I mean...
But yet the main theme of the movie carried the weight of the weaker parts. And this was a bit of, a sort of high volume... high values, I should say. I mean, one of the quotes, you're doing it for the right cause, but it's the wrong solution. This theme gets diluted a little bit, but in a way it didn't. I thought the ending sort of justified things. I give it a big thumbs up, too. I did like this quite a bit, and it made it really wasn't necessarily about golf.
It's not. I mean, it's a gambling movie, kind of.
And it's great acting.
Oh, really good acting.
McDonald was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was.
He's always great,
and
though.
Jeremy Sumpter was very good, too.
I think he produced it.
Christopher McDonald or Jeremy Sumpter?
I think Jeremy did.
I think you're right, he did.
Yeah, and the Wynn Hotel, I read up on this a little bit.
It's a true story.
Yeah, the real life, what's his name? Platt or something. Augie.
I'm thinking Riverboat is Christopher McDonald's character.
And he's still in Las Vegas doing golf pro stuff. And the Wynn Hotel actually did a debut of this movie a few weeks ago. So it got some traction there. Wynn Hotel's one of the best hotels out in Las Vegas. I give it a good-sized thumbs up. I do. I liked it a lot. It held my attention.
Were you surprised or were you expecting to like it going in?
I was.
I know. I kind of gave you.
You gave me a few hints that I thought I might like this movie.
Yeah, but if you heard about it, just that it was a golf movie,
I would have liked it more because sometimes if expectations go up, I go, "Hey, that might be."
You had no idea, and I don't think. I mean, that's how it worked for me because I was not expecting this movie, and I really liked it.
It is very good, Tricia.
Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, Jeremy Sumpter was the co-producer.
Okay.
And I do like golf. I don't follow it really, really closely, but the filmography of this movie was really true to the game of golf. It was some of the best footage I've seen, and for a good reason, obviously, because I believe it was the director, is a guy who does like all the major golf tournaments and everything, so he knows how to set the shots and everything. Just with regards to the movie itself, it is based on a true story. I wish I could find out how much of this is actual true, because some of it just seems a little beyond belief to me. I thought that the actors did a phenomenal job. I think Jeremy Sumpter as Augie was kind of small town, you know, a little bit kickish, if you want to call it that, and that believability of being naive enough to have some of these things happen. I think that Christopher McDonald as Riverboat did a phenomenal job of just almost being evil incarnate, but also kind of, I mean, just swarmy and greasy feel to him. but his sidekick, Jesse, I can't remember the actress's name, but she did a great job of adding some humor. And anyway, and then I also thought that Michael Norrie as Jimmy Diamond was excellent.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this movie a lot. The only thing that bothered me was that smile at the end. It just didn't seem to fit for me with the storyline. But I'm amazed that this guy, Keith Flat, who this is his story that this is based on, you know, that he still lives in Vegas and is running the par 4, I think it is, country club or something, and or golf something, par 4 golf something. And but yeah, the golfing in it was excellent. And I did find it interesting. I did have to read this on the internet. But when they were deciding on who would play Augie, they were looking not just for acting skills, but actors who actually had a really good handicap. And they found like 4 of them, and they basically had them play off at a country club in Southern California. And and they filmed them while they were playing golf so that they could see that they truly, truly have excellent golf skills. You can tell that Jeremy Sumpter is a golfer. I guess his handicap is like 1.1 or something like that.
Mm, wow.
So, which is pretty darn incredible for an actor. So it really, I think it will definitely, it's got that suspense in it. It's actually a really good golf movie as well. So if you're a true golfer, you won't cringe when you see him get up, you know. But the cross-country game at the beginning, the cross-country golf game, I've heard of that being done, but to see it filmed that way was phenomenal. And I guess it was the director, or maybe it was, I'm not sure if it was the director or Keith Flat that actually played that game quite often as they were growing up. So I just think it's an excellent movie. And so whether you're into golf or not, I think you'll enjoy it.
Three thumbs up here, then. Three thumbs
up. Wow, three thumbs up. Very good. Well, thank you, Tricia, so much. I'll see you in a little while.
Okay. Have a great show.
Now, I do want to clarify that, Dave, you and Tricia saw this on a video on demand.
I did. I don't know if it was in the movies anywhere out here.
It is at Desert Ridge. It's at AMC Desert Ridge. It's an exclusive for their, you know, so I recommend you seeing this on the big screen. But I really like the idea that they have a lot of these movies on video on demand now. You know, the theater owners association is kind of pushing back on that.
Oh, they are.
But I love when these really good movies are released on video on demand, it gets them out to more people. So that, you know, right now, Eric, you can watch The Squeeze.
And
is it on Netflix?
No,
it's on Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, and one other that I can't think of at the moment.
I do Amazon.
Yeah, you do Amazon.
I have a Prime deal.
I do Google Play a lot.
Occasionally I'll rent from Amazon, but I'm not a Prime member.
Yeah, it makes it easy. If you're Prime, is it free?
Yeah,
not everything's free on Prime.
I'm not sure, but they never asked for
haven't asked you. Yeah,
it's on
file.
Well,
they have your credit card already.
They may be. But it's a good price. It was only like $3.99.
Yeah, that was.
And you could stop it. You could play it back. I think I could see it till May 7th or something.
Some movies they give you like 24 hours, some 48.
Oh, this is long. Summer. But I could, you know, say, oh, I missed that part, and I play it back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's. I really like video on demand. I just want to say, you know, on my behalf that I support video on demand, especially when they're really good movies.
And Greg was participating in a way because at the end of the movie, one of my favorite songs they play. And we've had that on the show.
Yes, we have.
What was it? Can we say what it is? Whatever it was. 500 miles or...
Yeah.
And so I started singing it, and he came in and he goes, what are you doing? So anyway.
Well, at one point, this was going to be a golf show. I just want to say that as well.
Oh, okay.
If you remember last week, I was, you know, saying next week is going to be our golf
show. Oh, yeah, that's right.
But then we switched it around because I wanted to make sure that
Nice movie. I hope it gets some good play out there.
Yes, The Squeeze. Now, before we talk about Beyond the Reach, we want to give our listeners another chance to win tickets we've already given away one pair of tickets, so we have one pair of tickets including a one night hotel stay at the Venetian, and the tickets are for Bob Anderson's show
Venetian Las Vegas.
So this is valid till the end of June. Of course, restrictions apply, blackout dates and whatnot. You'll get all the details if you are the winner. So if you tried before and you could not get through, if you did not win, now is your chance again. We'll give out the phone number. Don't call until we tell you. 602-252-1480. We're going to be looking for the third caller this time.
I busted out all the lines.
All the lines busted out. And this is a phenomenal opportunity to get down to Las Vegas. Free one night stay. Venetian. Yes. Great hotel, by the way.
It's beautiful. I've never been there, but I saw pictures, and wow, I was transported there.
It is really a cool place. And you get to see the Frank Sinatra tribute
show. Yeah. And
incredible.
Yeah. So Bob Anderson, really talented guy. We'll be talking more about him. But so here we go again. 602-252-1480. Again, Dave, you say it.
602-252-1480.
Now it's official.
Now it's official. The countdown.
And we're looking for a third caller. Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Year.
Lines are open. Start calling. 602-252-1480.
You said third caller, right?
Yes, third caller. Third caller. If you can't get through, keep trying again. 602-252-1480. Once we have that, let's start talking about Beyond the Reach while our callers are trying to win that. Beyond the Reach, Michael Douglas. This is another one of those that's, I believe it's at Scottsdale 101, but it's also on video on demand.
I went to the 101.
You went to the 101.
I did.
Okay, all right. Well, Beyond the Reach, Michael Douglas plays a high-rolling corporate shark who plays a most dangerous game with his impoverished young guide, played by Jeremy Irvine. We might recognize him from War Horse. So here he's got an English, an American accent, but in War Horse, he had a British accent.
Yeah, the young guy.
Yeah. It's during a hunting trip in the Mojave Desert. So Michael Douglas, Jeremy Irvine, they play a most dangerous game. Now, Beyond the Reach chronicles one of the most electrifying games of cat and mouse in recent cinematic history. The new thriller draws viewers to the edge of their seats, gripping them and refusing to let go for the duration of what turns out to be one hell of a compelling ride. Michael Douglas commands the screen with a flawlessly merciless performance, while Jeremy Irvine takes a beating in a very believable way. The true star of this film is its unrelenting intensity. It takes us on a trek through the desert that exhausts as much as it exhilarates. This is so, so close to a breakthrough. Thumbs up. I really like this movie.
Oh, no, because I wish Trisha saw it because she could be the decider.
You didn't like this?
Here it is. Here's my review.
How could you not like this?
Here we go. I thought this was a modern-day David and Goliath. That's a pretty good description.
That is, yeah.
And a somewhat meaningless movie that is suspenseful enough and unpredictable that can capture one's attention, and it did. I thought Michael Douglas, great acting, as usual. Yeah. I'm a big Michael Douglas fan. Yet the movie lacked a message, I thought. It was a game, like you said, cat and mouse. It had elements of good versus evil, with good still naming its price at times. And so, you know, they went off the good scale for a while. A want-to-be love story that never developed, I thought. I just didn't understand that part. That bothered me a bit. In a way, and a screenplay that looked like it was made up as a movie photographer—you know—was photographed and each scene, and sort of a Gordon Gekko as a cowboy. I thought so. I'll give it a thumbs up, but not really a huge thumbs up because it was interesting psychologically, but I just couldn't find the message. What was the message? In your opinion,
there wasn't much of a message. I think it was mostly entertainment.
And that
but
it was.
No, well, actually, there wasn't a message in there. I don't want to reveal too much about it because I don't even think we, you know, even the synopsis that I gave, I didn't know what this was really going to be about, what the cat and mouse game entailed.
Right.
But let's just say that it's new. Okay, so let's say that you know how Michael Douglas's character, how he kept drinking his coffee, and he had all kinds of gadgets.
He did,
right?
Indeed.
And then Jeremy Sumpter,
the best money can buy.
Right, right. And he's an older guy. You'd think that he might be, you know, kind of old school, old fashioned. But then Jeremy Irvine's character, he's out there. He's the younger guy, yet he seems to be a little more resourceful.
He's the David.
Yes, but you see how the in terms of their age, their experience is a little bit switched.
You're right. I like that part because
it's not much of a message there,
yeah.
But it's just
it was interesting.
It's a neat theme to see, you know, the switch up of their characters. That I liked because I did not expect what happened in this movie in the beginning of it, and then I really didn't expect Jeremy Irvine's character to be able to do what he was able to do.
I agree with you there. And what was interesting, this was I saw it Thursday, so it was like, you know, what do you call it?
The debut. Whatever.
They had a live Q&A.
They did.
And I've never seen that before
on the screen.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's amazing.
I stayed for that. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen it once, I believe, but never at it was like a special thing.
All over the country. I had no idea.
Really?
And it was tapped in. So Michael Douglas and the young actor was there.
Jeremy Irvine.
In Hollywood somewhere. And they did a queue, and you can tweet questions.
Did you tweet?
I did tweet. I don't know if I did it right because Greg wasn't there. But I tweeted something. I said, this reminded me of modern-day David Goliath. Can you comment on that? But they must have had a lot of tweets.
Probably. I mean, across the country.
That was great technology. I just loved having, like,
The crowd? How was the crowd in the theater?
It was small.
Small crowd, okay.
And I don't think it got much marketing. I don't think I've seen it.
Did you know that was going to happen?
No.
It just started to happen?
That would have intrigued me even more.
Yeah. I wonder, they needed to start advertising that a little more.
I think so, too.
Because I tried to get them on the show. Of course, Michael Douglas has been doing the rounds. Unfortunately, he's been doing the rounds with people who have not liked the film. Of course, a large newspaper out here got to interview him, and then the review came out yesterday,
and they
tore it apart.
They did.
They tore this movie apart, and
Worse than I did.
Way worse than you did. I didn't really tear it apart. I think they gave it like...
You
didn't tear it apart. Oh. You said it was a mild thumbs up. You have reservations about it. But you know when you read a review or you hear a review and you say, did they see the same movie? Because
I
highly believe that the people who wrote this review in
the
Southern
Major
newspaper,
do you remember some of the key tearing apart? What, like, one of their biggest complaints?
They said it was a misfire. It was just one of those reviews where they didn't cite anything. They just said it wasn't. They said it wasn't thrilling and stuff like.
I thought it was thrilling.
It was very thrilling.
I mean, just didn't see the message, but sometimes
there
that's
could have
okay.
been more there. I mean, I can see.
How about
where
the
that,
love story that I don't think developed? I didn't quite understand that.
Right. It's a difficult movie to talk about because there's so many surprises.
But other than the beginning and end, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was very exciting. So
very interesting.
Big thumbs up for me. You know, moderate thumbs up for you.
Yeah.
Beyond the Reach. So in this segment, The Squeeze, Beyond the Reach, both get thumbs up.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Yeah. I do. And
And you know, we have a winner. Nice. Thank you, Eric. Mark got the tickets.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mark, and we'll make sure that we get.
And Bob Anderson said he would talk to you, know, mention you got it at Breakthrough Entertainment on 1480 AM KPHX. He said he would sort of like talk to you.
He said he'd have a drink with you.
Yeah, he even said that. That's
said that you won from Breakthrough Entertainment,
he'll send his pink jet out for you.
Oh, I don't. I think that was just
that was shtick, right?
No, that was for us. That wasn't shtick.
Well, there is something in the parking lot behind us, and it looks like a helicopter, a pink helicopter.
Oh, I thought he said a jet.
It said Mary Kay on it.
Wait, a what? A helicopter?
Yeah, Mary Kay helicopter.
That's a helicopter.
You don't know what a helicopter is?
A helicopter?
Oh, did I say it right?
A helicopter?
How do you say helicopter?
Like helicopter.
I can't say that.
Like I said, one hell of a compelling ride. One hill of a compelling ride.
Yeah. But nicely done. So we both sort of
yes. Congratulations to both Shannon and Mark for winning these tickets. We'll get more prizes.
We will indeed. We'll have some good action. Yes.
Yes. So coming up after the break, we're going to be speaking with actor Christopher McDonald about his role in The Squeeze. But Greg, I'm sure that you've seen Fern Gully.
I have.
Isn't that a really good, memorable Earth Day theme
when we're
movie?
Kids, yeah,
I know a girl named Fern, but I've never seen
her
belly.
Gully?
I haven't seen her belly, but I know
Gully.
Fern.
Oh, Life is a Magic Kelly. Thing by Johnny Clegg. Breakthrough Entertainment's Earth Day Special, KPHX 1480 AM.
And we'll be right back.